Welcome to HBO Lax. This is Lizzie Pace.
This is Catherine Dudas.
We're the two foremost TV, film, pop culture, feng shui experts in the world. And today we are discussing the Shogun season one, and I guess forever season's finale.
I know. I was thinking that too. I'm like, is it over?
I feel like it is over, but I'm unhappy about that.
Yeah.
I think it should go on. I know it'll be worse without the source material, but who cares?
So that's the end of the source
material. Plenty of stuff without the source material.
Did our book expert say that's the end of the...
There are sequel books.
And there's also the historical...
I forgot the historical events that it was written based upon. I completely forgot that this was based off true events.
Loosely.
Okay.
So there was a guy that Torunaga was based on, and he did usher in like a 250-year shogunate. I looked this up after.
Oh, okay.
And the guy, there was an English guy, his name was like William or something, and he advised on weapons with him.
Look at that.
Super
okay,
interesting.
Cool. That's really cool. Okay, I'm definitely doing a deep dive in that after we record. Deep dive this though.
Some business first.
Oh, also Lizzie said that we're feng shui experts because I lowered my bed and changed the position of my bed in my room, and I've never felt more like an expert. I want to rearrange everything in my apartment now.
I think that you should.
It's amazing.
I just did this because I'm also an expert in it, and I bought several plants. And I am reorganizing things, and it's great. It's chaos right now, but soon it's going to be beautiful.
It really is. It's a special time. You know, it's that spring. It's spring. It feels
spring
so special.
Cleaning. I built a filing cabinet, and it took me literally like so long. The directions were
so
unclear. I kept doing it wrong.
I can't believe it. Even attempting is truly heroic. It gives me nightmares. All those little screws.
I finished it. One of the doors not super flush, but you know what?
You know what?
I've learned my lesson.
You know what? Perfection is overrated.
Yeah, it's got character.
There's perfect.
Our business is we're trying to decide what to do in the gap between today, the last episode of Shogun, and our next Lax show. That we know of, House of the Dragon, which comes back June 16th. Mm. So Catherine and I decided it would be fun to do a little pilot series, and we're going to watch some nostalgic pilots and go through them together.
Yeah.
And the first one that we were doing is one that I am forcing Catherine to watch, which is The Lost
I've seen this pilot. I love
it. You have?
This is a sick pilot. I'm so excited. No, I think
it's
this is...
It's so good.
I'm so excited for us to divert a little bit and do something a little fun. Shake it up, if you will. Mm-hmm. A spring clean, HBO Lax a little bit. But
cleaning out our memories.
The metaphorical filing cabinet of... is our pilot program. I'm excited because I also can't wait to talk about like what makes a pilot good. It's always fun to talk about that kind of stuff and what makes a good pilot, what makes an okay pilot, a bad pilot.
And there's certain iconic things. Like I think about The Lost pilot anytime I see what this finale actually opens with. Old eyes. Whenever you just open on eyes opening, I always think of Loss because that's how that one starts.
I totally forgot about that. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. So that is our plan until House of the Dragon. Please sound off in the 5-star reviews or comments. Any pilot that you want us to do. We have a few ideas, such as Dawson's Creek. Gilmore Girls and the OC. So let us know if there are others or if you really support one of those ideas.
Oh, or maybe also Breaking Bad. That would be good to watch that pilot too.
Oh, that's a great one too.
I know. There's so many good ones.
There are. Well, this can be, you know, it can be an off-season thing.
This could be our off-season.
Anyway, let's get into the Shogun finale, which so I sobbed so much during.
Wizzy.
This got me.
I know. This was sad. When John cries. Devastating. It's very crazy. So I love how we open and basically in the future we open in John's deathbed on his old eyes, and we hear the sounds of these grandchildren talking about the sword and how grandfather got the sword and how savages he got it because he fought the Japanese assassins, and they're in this very like wealthy. Okay, we can tell that John has done well for himself, and this is how he dies. So he's lived a very long life since, you know, everything we see. And
a very interesting thing to start on.
And I loved this. I truly loved starting on this. I was really excited when I was like, oh fuck yeah, like cool, like yeah, that's love a flash.
Did you ever watch 6 Feet Under?
It got too sad. I watched a couple episodes. I couldn't, the sad.
There's something in that this reminded me of. But it's
oh God.
Because this episode title is a dream of a dream, and then we get this. Is this a dream? Is it a flash forward?
Oh, we don't know. Good catch, Lizzie. Very expert catch. That was a Super Bowl worthy catch.
Look at you speaking in the terms of the masses.
Taylor Swift's album, which has a lot of football metaphors in it. Oh my god!
So sorry. I can't believe we didn't address.
Wait,
this.
What? I know. It's I feel so actually good. Really weird that we didn't talk. I totally forgot. Wait, I which is your favorite song?
That we didn't
I feel I feel like that was pretty unforgivable of us. Wait, which is your favorite song? Real quick.
Okay, hold on. We have
so much to say about it. Ugh, it's like, honestly, it's
my favorite.
It's too much.
Thank you, Amy. How did it end?
Oh my God.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus.
Oh my God.
The tortured poets department. I'm not all the way through, though, like really simmering in it. You have to like listen in headphones, I think, to really get it.
I listened in almost pitch darkness over a single flame lying on my floor with my headphones in with the Genius That's lyrics culty. Open.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really
Tumblr
honestly,
girl.
I was sick and I was like looking forward to it and I was like, this is going to be my thing. And honestly, aww. I think I've re-listened now a couple times. And it's not, I used to say it's my favorite. At first I was like, this is my favorite of her albums. And I'm like, it's not my favorite album, but it is, I think, such an interesting album. I think it's just like one of her most interesting albums.
I love it.
It's
I
just so it. Good. I'm really, and also
never misses.
And also Taylor, just, I'm trying.
Wait, what are your favorite songs?
Oh, I love Down Bad. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Really good.
I told Kendall, I was like, I want to send this to bleep one of my exes so bad and like unblock him, send it, and then reblock him, and then I'm not gonna do it. I'm a grown-up. But I saw on TikTok, and then I opened my
hopefully he's just listening to this.
I know, because I'm like, oh my god, that bridge is crazy. I opened TikTok and a girl did that, like she said, it was like a screenshot of her sending to her. She says, I broke the no contact to send this to my ex, and she sent that song, and I was like, wow, we're all doing, I love how all women everywhere, we're on the same fucking page. We're like, we need to send our ex this song. The line,
I mean, that's part of why it resonates so much, is it's like you feel like some of the things are curated for you in particular, but it, correct, you know, it's the human
It's experience. It's the human experience, and it's so annoying. I feel like it. I also think LOML. I love. It's devastating.
Well, I don't think I've gotten to that.
LOML is like love of my life. Da-na-na-na. And the black dog. God, there's just so many good ones, and they're all so different. But Daddy, I Love Him. I think is great. I like The Alchemy. Wow, I think I like a lot. I think I like most of the songs. I was
Look,
like,
I'm gonna keep you updated.
Yeah, keep me posted. It also is so hard because I'm like, oh, the thing that he's writing about, the Matty Healy affair of it all. It so makes me think of
which ones are about him.
I mean, most of them, honestly. I'll text you about it. Really? Like, most of the songs are basically about him. And I honestly, it's so relatable, Taylor. I'm like, it reminds me so much of, I have my own Matty Healy, if you will, in my past. And I'm like, why are you in my head, Taylor? And why would you bring this up right now? I'm trying to move forward,
Taylor,
with my life. Bring this up right now. But you know what? I think it did. It's helping me work through it, I think. You know, she knows. Mother knows when we need to work through things.
You know, I played Breathe over and over again right after a breakup.
Oh my God.
On the drive home.
So good. Who else is there for us in times of need?
I know.
Only her. Anyway, that will be a separate Patreon episode. We'll go through.
Anyway. Yes.
But anyway, back to the show. We had
now
to.
I don't feel as disgusting.
Me too. Yeah. Oof.
We then see Yabushige yelling at John to get up. It is after the explosion. Okay, so maybe he's seeing his life flash before his eyes before he dies or something. And oh God, he finds Mariko dead, and her family are also sad.
Oh, it's so sad. This
and then we see Yabushige say, "Forgive me."
Why, Yabushige? Why do we need to forgive you, you asshole? Perhaps it was because you did it.
Yeah, he did it. We get the credits. We get chapter 10, A Dream of a Dream. We then see a man swimming alone, who we learn is Torunaga, and he is alone in the woods doing a survivor situation. He looks at his bird.
With the hat on. He looks at his bird with a hat. The bird with the hat on is just the best thing ever.
The bird is so extra. He shouldn't have gotten rid of it.
Well, he put a hat, because at the end when he gets rid of it, he takes the hat off. I'm like, you made a hat for your bird.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It's so funny. It's so fucking cute. Anyway, I just thought that it made me laugh. It made me laugh. Oh, it's his only friend, because he keeps killing all his allies for the greater good.
Yeah.
God damn it. He's Dumbledoring himself.
We then cut to the castle, where there is a funeral parade for Mariko. And we see Ishido talking with the other regents. And Kiyama's like, Mariko should have been allowed to leave without incident. We see Tornaga's brother be like, what does it matter now? I did get a letter from my brother in protest. And we see he says the violent death of his prized vessel has left him shocked, his flood and secret, and prepares for a war. Oh, and Ishido says it doesn't mean anything whether he surrenders here or in battle. So we're gonna kill him no matter what. Mm-hmm. What matters is we're united.
And then one of the regents is like, you know, to think that this dishonorable attack could have been ordered by one of us, kind of crazy. And Ishido is like, wow, yeah, that's so awful. Whoever did this is awful. And you know what? Who probably did it? Torunaga. It was definitely Torunaga. This has the big T written all over it, guys. And Ochida is so sad because her bestie died. And one of the regents is like, she has to be given a proper Christian burial. And Ishido's like, let's not forget that she's literally a traitor's daughter, so who cares? But then his fiance is like, bitch, my bestie will have any funeral she wants.
Yeah, honor
and
her.
It shows that she still pulls the strings, and that's going to come up later. And
we then see Ishido says war is inevitable. And we get this tiny baby earthquake.
Ooh.
Is that a sign? The Kiyama, the religious regent thinks it might
be. This is
be,
such a sign.
Debate. Yes. 100%
a sign.
Him saying, let's continue to debate this after the earthquake happens was my witchiest moment of the week.
Oh my God. It was so funny. He's like, this was witchy. But Ishido's like, it's that superstitious. And then we go to Yabushige, who is just staring out, pondering, but also just like still not doing well after the blow up. And Ishido comes out and he's like, are you okay, buddy? And he is not. He barely understands him. He is dizzy and he's like not okay. He's like losing his mind a little bit. And then he's like, I thought Mariko, you said Mariko was just going to be captured. Ishido's like, doesn't matter. She resisted. She's dead now. And then Yabushige thinks he sees a catfish in the pond, and he's kind of saying,
he's splashing around,
there is no catfish,
trying to catch a catfish.
And it was so funny with when Ishido was like, okay, well, you're still, I laughed so hard when after all that, Ishido's like, gather your army, wait for my command. I'm like, you're still going to let him run your army after seeing
him
lose his mind? I'm like, well, this is bad for him.
No, Ishido's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's like,
this
learned.
Is why you're always going to lose.
We then, oh my gosh, we see this gorgeous shot of Toranaga and his cute little bird on a mountain. And this is, I guess, where he takes the hat off and says, I return you to the sky.
He says, he takes this little hat off and he says, you're retired. It's so cute. And the then I was like, the bird's probably just going to come back. The bird doesn't know you're saying goodbye forever. The bird doesn't know the meaning of the helmet being released.
I wrote here.
Oh, we're back in
the
future.
Bear many daughters?
Oh, well, first we're in the future. Or not in the future. We're over a city, but I can't tell what the city is. But then we're an old John. And John is old, and he's holding onto the rosary, and he has cataracts. And then, but then we see him in present day, and he's waking up. And then we hear Nigel saying, "Was it given to you by a savage?" Which makes me sad that John would be a grandfather to grandkids and not teach them to like not say savage, whatever. And then
right?
we see
that's what makes me think it's kind of a nightmare.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense because I'm like he wouldn't. Anyway, he's like, and then he has flashbacks of Mariko saying we live and we die. And it's so sad because she looks so beautiful. And then he wakes up and he's coughing and he can't really hear. But then he finds out Lady Mariko was buried. And they'll escort you to the harbor. He grabs the rosary and they walk out and he limps out.
And they tell him he's permitted to return to Toranaga, and he's like, well, where's Yabushige? And they're like, oh, he's prepping the forces in Osaka Bay. I'll bring you the religious guy, Martin Alvito, that's his name.
Yeah,
got it on the
episode 10, we got it.
And they're walking in the forest and John's like, trust me, Toranaga's not surrendering. Alvito's like, he'll be dead in weeks. John says, you obviously don't know him, you idiot. And he sits down on the log and they discuss how they don't even need to have dirty hands for the war, just one woman's sacrifice. And John's like, I don't think she heard me before she died, but I prayed to God. And Alvito's like, she already got absolution. Don't worry. She gave me a general thing. I'm pretty sure I know what that means. but she'll be happy to see us being civil with each other.
And but then John is like, but I know we're not going to be civil because you're going to kill me, aren't you? You brought me into the woods to kill me. And then Father says, look, I'm not going to deny it. We wanted to kill you in the woods, but
we're not. Why would you say to. That?
Why would you say that? You could just say, no, we're fine.
No, like you and I are besties.
We just
do
said.
Me a solid later.
So funny. Yeah. Well, and then he says, and then he leads him to the dock and he says, by the way, Lady Mariko was the one who asked us to ask the church to spare your life. And John is like so sad. And then he gets in the boat and he starts crying as the guy rows away.
So sad. I started crying.
Oh.
We see the young heir touch some dew. And then we see Lady Ochiba on the balcony with the heir. And the heir's like, what does a leafless branch mean? And Ochiba says, this is a poem written by a friend. And the kid, your dead friend?
Oh my gosh. Kids are the worst.
Kids. And Ochiba says, let's finish the poem together. And the kid says, hot air branch can have fruit, also flowers. And Lady Ochiba hates that suggestion and goes, no, we're going with flowers are only flowers scene. Because they fall.
This was an interesting
thankfully
scene.
The wind.
This was interesting. I feel like this scene would have been better with just Ochiba or something. I don't think we needed the kid in this scene.
The kid actors are just...
It's just, it didn't make me go, aw, it just didn't, I don't know why. This scene was a miss for me. I don't know how to make it better, but I think, usually the HBO Max suggestion is get rid of the kid.
Yeah, I think you could get rid of the kid, have her
talk to someone else.
Talking to herself or just
talk
writing
to
the poem and
talking to Mariko in the heaven. Yeah. That would have been, I would have liked that.
Talking to Angel Mariko would have been good.
That would have been. That would
but
been
maybe good. That takes away from. We then see John join the ladies and Yabushige, and there's a rainbow across
this
the boat.
This was amazing.
Witchy.
So witchy. So beautiful. And then,
Yabushige says, let's go. We shouldn't have gone to Osaka. Let's go to your home country. John's like, England? And he goes, yeah, teach me how to dive. He starts stripping. And John's like,
teach me how to Dougie.
Losing it. You think I'm going to dive with you? Only tea daddy gets to dive with me.
I'm sorry. You think I'm just going to cheat on my boyfriend, Torunaga, and reenact our first date? With you? You think it means that little to me? How dare you?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Do you get deja vu? Strawberry ice cream in Malibu.
We then see Yabushige and Omi, and Omi grabs Yabushige. Have to ask for your swords. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wait, but first John sees that his ship is sank.
That's
and
important.
It is. He's like, could this day get any worse? And and then Ami asks Yabushige for his sword and his guns. And he's like, sorry, dude. Sorry, uncle. Gotta go see the big guy. And then the fisherman guy talks to John and he says, they knew where to strike. Enemies must have done it. Like, I feel bad. Like, Christians, we think. And then John says,
Probably Christians.
And John says, I did not understand at this time. He goes, Mariko-sama. And I'm like, what do you mean, John? But then we find out later. And then, oh my God, this was so horrible. So they go to the village and literally everyone's being killed because Lord Tonaga's like, I will kill and punish people to figure out who did the ship thing. Who was a traitor. You're a villain because I know you're trying to do this whole peace thing, but you just beheaded people for no reason, just to prove a point. He was the one who did he was the one who fucking burned the fucking or sank the ship.
I thought that was an interesting, it kind of hints at the twist a little bit, which is that all of this has been Torunaga's plan and that it's not just about peace.
Right.
It's also about him having power.
So true.
But yeah, this is like, okay, you're the peaceful one? The putting hands on spikes? And we then see... Yabushige and Toranaga. Uh-oh. And Toranaga first thanks him for returning his consorts and vessels. And then accuses him, you let intruders into my quarters. One of Mariko's ladies was with you and sent a letter to Omi. Uh-oh.
So they know Omi's that it was
like,
him.
Yeah, you were grief stricken after the death. It was pretty obvious. Was
you kind of outed yourself, dude.
Yeah.
You kind of were like, oh, sorry, my B. And everyone was like, huh, why are you saying sorry? So basically, Toranaga's like, you got to slit your belly by tomorrow by sunset.
No.
And Yabushige says, give me a good death or like being eaten by like a school of fish or being torn apart by a cannon. And then Toranaga's like, fine suggestions, but I don't trust you. Please kill yourself by tomorrow. He declares Omi to be his heir, but it's irrelevant. And then he asks the John to be his second. Then he's like, please, Toranaga, can you be my second? I would be honored if you would kill me, Lord. And then he's like, yep, I will do that.
Oh.
So that, yeah.
We see then John and Fuji, and oh my God, he says you look healthy and strong, and they sit on their little porch area where they always sat, and then he looks at the empty spot where Mariko should be, and I cried again.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that.
And John says there's no translator.
Oh.
We see Toranaga holding the new baby, and he's like, thanks for protecting my son to all the ladies. And they're like, yeah, we're still mourning your son. And he's like, thankfully, I have more sons because of you.
This
was my cringiest moment of the week.
Yeah, this was so cringy. I'm like, okay, dude,
so
just act like you care a little. Toranaga.
We know he was not a good actor or decision maker. But
yeah,
he's
just
still your child.
Bad actors still deserve to live, you know?
Yes, definitely. You mean all children? Of course, I believe all children deserve to live.
Look, I know it's a hard stance, but I'll take it. So, yeah, this was super cringe. But then she gives. The older woman gives him a message from Achiba, and he reads it. And it is the longest. He unfolds the paper, and then he unfolds it, and then he unfolds it, and then he unfolds it. It's the longest unfolding of a paper ever. And then he reads it, and he's like, hell yeah, but we don't get to see what it is.
Ooh. And he's like, you didn't read it, did you? And she's like,
She's like, what, me? I would never, ever. Why would you even suggest such a thing? How
Toranaga
dare you?
Walks out of his tent. And he is missing his falcon buddy, I'm pretty sure. And he then says, scattering flowers and falling leaves. What a bonfire Mariko's poems would make. Mm. And his consort is like, those words are too beautiful to be yours. So she knows it wasn't him. Was Mariko. Nonetheless, what a bonfire she made. A bonfire of words.
Of words.
I guess. That's all we're left with once they die.
True. But also, she's
just like
the
our
reason.
Podcast we're making, Catherine.
Oh, my God. What a bonfire of
Ever
words.
Ever think about that? Our legacy?
Oh, my God. Legacy. What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. That's from Hamilton. Oh, America, you great. Okay, Great Unfinished Symphony. Okay, sorry. Look,
do more.
I'm a musical theater kid. What can I say, guys? I can't hide it from you anymore.
I love
Hamilton. Musical theater.
Then we see John at home, and he's like, what is this stuff crowding up our home? And Fuji's like, they're my old husband and dead baby. We'll bury them or something. And she says, I'm leaving. Lord Toranaga is giving me permission to become a nun, which is what she originally asked for instead of being his consort.
Right.
And he's like, no, I order you to be my consort and stay. And she's like, no, my service is complete. And he's like, fine, you'll be the best nun.
That was you know what, Lizzie? That was a perfect summary of that scene. That was exactly that scene.
Thank you.
That was, honestly, I kind of wish I just listened to you say that scene. I didn't need to watch the whole scene. I was
like, well, it's often simpler. Explain like I'm five.
Because you know what? I was confused. This scene was confusing to me because I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, I guess it's because him ordering her felt out of character. And I get he was doing it because he was like, I can't take any more change. I need you to stay here.
Yeah.
And I get
his
it.
His only ally. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, maybe there could be a love story with them. Maybe there can be hope. No. All hope is gone. There's no love story.
Damn it.
Liz, get over it.
Oh, my God.
Foodie's never even going to love anyone else again. She's going to be another.
She's going to love Jesus.
And Fuji is like, yeah, I'll be a good nun, but I am sad about what's happening to all the villagers after your ship got burned. And John says, I'm sad too. Prepare a message for Toranaga. I want to see him tomorrow. Okay, so he's got an idea. He's going to fix this. We see a bunch of village shots, gutting fish, sweeping stuff. John meditates in the garden.
Love this. We love a man who meditates.
I also feel like this is just like each of these things being in the finale. It's like, oh, yeah, he's now living this quiet lifestyle. You know, he has fully changed since the beginning.
So true.
He came out screaming and spitting and pissing.
So true. He's had such an arc. What an arc.
Yeah.
And pissing. Yes. So he goes up. He says goodbye to Fuji. He is going to visit Toranaga, and him and the fisherman translator is there. And he says, he's like, tell him that my men will not rest until the saboteur is found. And the fisherman is like, that's probably too much for a simple fisherman to translate. And then Toranaga says, oh, you didn't tell him? And we're all like, tell him what? And then we find out that the fisherman is like this samurai spy dude. A big reveal of the epi is he is like, he basically is Christian and also Toranaga's buddy. And my lord ordered me to convert to the religion of the Portuguese. So like, he's like, you know, that is like commitment. He's like, convert. And then he's
super
like,
super undercover spy.
He's like, well, at least you're not Catholic. But I thought the Portuguese was Catholic, so I'm confused. He goes, I'm Christian. And also, I am Tano Mato, vassal to Toranaga-sama. I can be both. He can have the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
big reveal.
Then I thought he had already revealed that.
I don't know.
In talking with Toranaga.
I guess I forgot.
but we discuss. John apologizes to Toranaga for the day that what he said the day he surrendered to his brother and the disrespect he had given up. That he says, oh, you're looking for the word hope or faith? And John says, either one. But please leave the village alone, Toranaga. Why do you care? Don't you want vengeance on your enemies? And John's like, yeah, but my enemies didn't burn the ship. And they say, Mariko traded my survival for the destruction of my ship. I want no more bloodshed. And Toranaga's like, what about your war? And John's like, I don't need it anymore. My war is tiny. And I've changed. And Toranaga refused this request. They were disloyal to me. I can't stand it. And John then threatens to seppuku all the way. He has learned so much from Mariko that he is going to literally die for this.
This man who could not understand, could not even fathom why anyone would commit seppuku is now offering to sacrifice himself for the village. And that, my friends, is character growth. And and then Toranaga's like, he really is going to fucking do this for the village? He's like, what are you doing? And then John literally puts his money where his mouth is. And he yells and he goes, I'm your enemy. I'm your enemy. And then he takes out his sword and he's basically about to do it when Torunaga stops him.
And he clutches the cross and says, fuck it. We live and we die. Aww. Mariko's phrase again. Aww. More Mariko words.
We see him as an old man. We get a flash forward. And then, he basically says exactly what Mariko says. He goes, by this death, I protest. I'm doing this death for protest for the way you're treating the village. And, T stops him. And he's like, you're crazy, dude.
Rebuild your shit. Make me a fleet. And then we see he takes the heads off the spikes. It's a new day in the village. Yabushige and Omi. Yabushige is still trying to do out his will. He's like, give these things to the wife. Mm. And Omi's like, you made me the heir. I'm grateful. I'll honor your name. And Yabushige is like, I consider you the son I never had. Here's my death poem. LOL, my dead body, don't burn it, bury it, leave it in the field, and let a dog eat it. Impressive, right? Never been sharper.
Oh my God. Yabushige is funny till the end. Mm-hmm. And now the learning ends, he says. Oh.
Mm.
Oh, this is sad.
He tells his little scribe guy his final will, and the kid says, have a good death. And then he meets Torunaga at the top of this ocean vista. And they have probably my favorite scene of the episode. Mm-hmm. They talk about Yabushige's nephew. And Yabushige's like, and you have to thank me for John also. I wish I could live to see the day your battle your plan comes through and you have the battle and you sail against the enemies. And Torunaga says the ship had to be destroyed for John because of John. So Torunaga destroyed the ship.
He destroyed the ship. That little
And then
sneakster.
He's like, well, I had to test John. Maybe tell him the truth one day. I'll probably have to destroy it again when he builds it again.
Oh my God. He is just playing like him like Sims. He's like, I'll just give you I don't think it's his destiny to fucking leave Japan ever. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Yeah. And it doesn't really seem like his destiny if I keep burning all of his boats.
Yeah. It seems like fate just does not want him to leave.
Fate really wants to keep you here.
And speaking of, Yabushige says, what is it like to just shape the wind to your will? And he says, I don't control the wind. I only study it, which I loved. Mm. I loved that line. And he's like, how can you win this? Is it Crimson Sky? And he's like, Crimson Sky basically already happened.
It was Mariko.
It was Mariko all along. With the Regents United, I could never send an army to Osaka. So I sent a woman to do what an army never could, bitch. That's right.
This was feminism. My feminist king moment.
Yes.
Of the week.
This was also my feminist king moment of the week.
And aha. Yabushige keeps being like, I'm about to die, so just tell me all your plans. He's so messy. He's like, I just got to know the goss.
I just
let me know before I die.
Yeah.
And Torunaga's in 1 month we're gonna have a battle at Sevier. There's gonna be 5 armies, and because of Mariko's actions, Ochiba is gonna keep the heir's army away, so Ishida won't have a banner, and the regents will turn on him. And then my dream will be realized, and it will start my center of power at Edo, a nation without wars, an era of great peace, all made possible by you, me, Mariko, and John.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's his plan, and it worked. Ishida was too upset by Mariko's death. And he knew mm-hmm. she would be to keep being on Ishida's side. And it is so good. And yeah, it's crazy.
It's interesting. I read that the only difference is that little battle, he says, was actually like a super bloody battle, but it did usher in a 250 year shogunate.
And was it peaceful? I can't wait to look all this up.
I guess
This is he's doing again, it's like the ends justify the means kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Even the barbarian who came out of the sea, we all made this happen together. How many times I've thought of giving his life away but stopped. But not because he's important, but because he made me laugh, which is so funny. He's like,
and my enemies need a distraction.
He was cute and funny. Literally, Tornaga was like, I kept him around for eye candy and for a good laugh, which was my most relatable moment of the episode.
He's like, I was ultimately hoping for a thruple between me, John, and Mariko, but it didn't really work. So
you know what? Fine. Still going to work on it. I made peace instead. And then he says, do you remember what the Anjid said on our first day that we met? He said, when I told them that his fight was pointless, and he said, unless I win. And then Yabushige is like, whoa, this whole time you just wanted to be Shogun? You're no better than the rest of us.
And he won't like openly admit it, even though it's like obviously true. And he just says, why would I tell a dead man the future?
Ooh,
crushing. And then Yabushige takes his cue.
Dude, Seppuku's himself. That was so, he does it so fast. He goes, it's crazy.
Boom. And he smiles. And then Toranaga beheads his head off the cliff.
I did not like this. This was very gory. I did not like it.
I didn't like it either.
And then we have a notebook moment.
Both my favorite characters.
I know. Oh, wait. And we never got to see Rodriguez again. I missed him.
Yeah. What the hell was that? That's bullshit.
They really teased. They remember when him and John flirted so much? They keep
Oh, my God. They were a dynamic us. Duo. They really,
wow. R.I.P.
This is a heartbreaking show.
They really teased it. They really blue-balled us there.
They did. Then John is gonna is
there they have a notebook moment.
Row moment.
Yeah. And he's like, he basically teaches her, he's like, look, I think if you put ashes in the sea, then it will I think you're right, it is a dream. Because he drops the rosary in this scene, and then in the flash forward, he has the rosary.
Yeah. That's the reason why I was like, oh, maybe he's imagining it, and he's like, oh, that's
no,
how
you're
I
right.
Could
I think you're right.
Be if I went back or something.
Yeah, and also, what's his face says he's never going to let him leave Japan. So it's like maybe he just doesn't leave.
Well, the original guide never left.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I was so sad because I did think it was a flash forward, and I was like, oh, his kids are fully white. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mariko's a fucking disaster. Dead. I know. Oh, yeah. I know. I know. There was a moment there where when he was holding her, and because she wasn't like blown apart, her body, and I was like, wait, is she going to be alive?
She has a face.
I was like, no way. But then John is having people help him pull the boat up, and then Buntaro comes by and he bows.
Oh,
and
when Fuji said together forever, when John helps her spread the ashes, I started crying again.
Aww.
And then when John dropped the beads, I just started sobbing.
Oh, Lizzie, that's beautiful. It was so sad.
Yeah. Now I'm tearing up again.
It's devastating. And then
the only uplifting scene in the show, John is teaching all of the townsfolk to help him bring in the boat with a big tug of war thing and giving them plenty of water breaks, super ethical. And then even Buntaro approaches John, bows, and joins in the group. Aww.
Wow.
Healing.
And they all are lifting the ship together. And they're uniting as, and John is working with them because he's a part of them now. And this is his home. And
he gives water to Buntaro.
Wow, I feel so dumb. Of course those are flash forwards. Okay, so he's just going to stay there. Wow, okay, that's good.
Well, he says, you mean dreams? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it must be. Because otherwise, how does he have the rosary? Unless it's a different rosary. I don't know.
It could be a different rosary. He was like, oh, fuck, I wanted something to remind me of her.
Yeah. Anyway, they're pulling the ship out of the water. And he's like, I told you she's beautiful. And they're all like, oh, my gosh, that was hard. Good job, everyone. And he's like, thank you, everyone. And he's like happy, and then he looks at Torunaga, and
that Torunaga eye contact
looks at him. They have eye contact, and John's like, "Huh." I feel like John knows in that moment, that Torunaga
did it. That's what I thought.
He knows, and Torunaga's like, "Yeah, what are you gonna do about it, bitch?"
Yeah, I think it's kind of like,
I'm the shogun.
I'm your bitch.
Yeah, respectfully.
Respectfully, you're my bitch.
You're my bitch and I'm the shogun.
I'm the shogun.
The end. The motherfucking end.
The end forever.
Wow.
Probably.
Guys, what a show. What a good show. So fun.
So good.
So good.
So beautiful.
Beautifully shot. All the history. Emotionally
jarring.
Oh, so devastating. So fucking devastating. Love the acting was great. The writing was really fun. Funny moments, sexy moments. What more could you want, really?
Right.
Really no have sexy all of our check, in this check one. Marks.
I'm gonna say the eye contact between John and Torunaga at the end was my horniest moment of the week.
I think Yabushimi's look back to Torunaga right before he was beheaded was my horniest one.
Like, sure, we can still get one in.
He's like, you know, he's like, that's funny. He's like, I'm a sub.
Yeah, I thought this was all part of our thing.
This is our thing. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us on this ride.
Yes.
And for following us to this show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you're excited for our little pilot. Our pilot of pilots, you know? Our
countdown to House of the Dragon season.
Countdown.
Two. You know what?
Countdown.
Maybe we should do the first three episodes also.
Oh.
Like right before.
You know what? Such a good point, Lizzie. So maybe we just do four pilots then.
Okay.
So we'll do the first three.
I don't know. Maybe that's not a good refresher because it's just beginning. But
I know. We'll talk.
But it would be nice to kind of complete that. Well, that's just one idea.
Yeah, that's an idea.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Wow.
Still sound off about the pilots.
Yes.
Our flagship show. It is our flagship show.
It is.
So that's probably why we should do it.
It's special.
Cute.
All right. Well, for this one, I feel like we should do what was the line about a woman? I sent a woman. Okay. I sent a woman to do what an army never could. Yes.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Love you.
Unless I win. Love you.
Unless I win.
Bye. Bye.